Welcome to the weekly service message from the Crossbridge Church. Look for us on the web at www.crossbridgeny.org. Join us now as Pastor Nate Young delivers this week's message.
Go ahead and open your Bibles up to the Psalms. We're going to be looking at Psalm 119. Not all of it, a few verses of it, 8 verses in fact. Psalm 119, verses 113 through 120. Psalm 119, verses 113 through 120. As you're opening your Bibles up to this psalm, I want you to consider something that you know to be true, but maybe have not considered in greater detail. That oftentimes you can add something to something else, and it can have a negative or a positive effect. Adding something to someone else can have a negative or a positive effect. Like Diet Coke and Mentos. Have you ever seen this? You put a whole sleeve of Mentos in a Diet Coke 2-liter. Depending on if you have to clean up the mess or not, you might consider it a negative or a positive effect. How about the ingredients in chocolate chip cookies? You put together the flour, chocolate chips. But there's two ingredients in chocolate chip cookies that look very similar, salt and sugar. Most chocolate chip recipes call for three quarters of a tablespoon of salt and 1 1/4 cups of sugar. Salt and sugar, they go together, but in the right amounts. If you switch those amounts, you're going to have some salty cookies. Sometimes there are things that should never mix or will never mix, like oil and water. I would suggest that sometimes people try to mix together things that should never mix, like sinful living and the child of God. But there are two things that always go together. Two things that go together like peanut butter and jelly. The child of God and the word of God. They're almost like two powerful magnets that are drawn to each other, and once they're connected, they can't be separated. This particular psalm that we're going to be looking at today, Psalm 119, is one of the largest chapters in the Bible. It has 117 verses. It has more verses than any other chapter in the Bible. But this chapter is broken up into 22 sections, or what's often called stanzas, where each stanza represents a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and each verse starts with that letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's kind of like if I were trying to write a poem, and I started with the letter A, and each line of my poem started with a different word that started with the letter A. And the 8 lines in that particular stanza might start with words like apple or airplane or aardvark and so on.
Thank you for joining us. Please feel free to share this message, but remember, don't charge for it or change it. The Lord's message should be free and for everyone.